This is Honest Reporting with Simon Plosker, keeping an eye on media bias and fake news.
Good afternoon, Simon Plosker. How are you?
I'm good. Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are things?
Very well, thank you. All right, let's see some of the stuff that you've been up to at Honest Reporting. Ilhan Omar defender denies Arab and Muslim anti-Semitism. What's that about?
Oh, well, I hope a lot of your listeners will remember the other week, the big scandal in the U.S. where Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar tweeted some nasty things that people took as an anti-Semitic trope. She said it's all about the Benjamins, baby, when she was asked about money in politics. And this was a phrase I had known about this before, but the Benjamins refers to a $100 bill. Because it's got Benjamin Franklin's face on it. And this was taken to be Jewish money because she said it's all about AIPAC. AIPAC are paying U.S. politicians, which in fact they are not actually allowed to directly pay American politicians. Let's be clear about that. But what caught my attention this week, there was a lot of stuff going on in the aftermath of this particular incident. And one of the ones that caught my eye, we decided to go and have a look at the congresswoman's own local media in Minnesota. And we found something in the Minnesota Star Tribune where an Arab-American TV show presenter, producer, host, something like that, Ahmed Thawat. Now, he wrote a defense of Ilhan Omar, and I was absolutely gobsmacked when I saw some of the stuff in here. And I'm going to go straight to the highlights because he said that Ilhan Omar wasn't talking about Jewish money, and he mentions this reflects a deep, wicked feeling about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Now, we know this is the notorious forgery that has a lot of anti-Semitism has been based on for the last century. And he says, this is absurd, and it's a Western thing. So he's basically saying that it's not possible for her as an Arab or Muslim to be talking about Jewish money because this is something that was created in the West. Anti-Semitism is a Western concept. And he actually goes on more about this. He actually says that what lots of Americans don't understand is that anti-Semitism is an alien concept for most Muslims since they think of themselves not just as Semitic people but also as indirect victims of the Holocaust atrocity which led to the establishing the Jewish state in the heart of the Middle East, beheading the nation of Palestine. Now, this was absolutely unbelievable.
Wow.
First of all, I think we have to remember that the term anti-Semitism, it doesn't refer to hatred of Semites in terms of the linguistic branch. This was coined specifically in the 1800s to refer to Jews and only Jews,
right.
Hatred of Jews. And so if you attempt to redefine it, it's basically attempting to diminish it and excuse the hatred of Jews by Arabs. Because you've probably heard this before where some Arabs say, well, I couldn't possibly be anti-Semitic because I am a Semite. Well, that is completely wrong. And I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that there's plenty of anti-Semitism in the Arab and Muslim world. It's not an alien concept. You only have to go and look at you can go to many airports in the Muslim world and you'll find copies of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion on sale openly. And other things that he mentioned here, claiming that Arabs and Muslims are indirect victims of the Holocaust, I think that is an appalling form of revisionism. It diminishes the very real victims of that crime, the Holocaust. The real victims of the Holocaust are, of course, the Jews. And in fact, claiming that the Holocaust was responsible for the establishment of Israel, beheading the nation of Palestine, that as well is an attempt to deny Jewish historical rights in the Middle East. And it also presents Israel as a product of European colonization at the expense of the indigenous natives, where in fact it isn't, because of course Jews are the indigenous natives of this region, and there would have been an Israel irrespective of the Holocaust. And of course, we can get into a conversation about that. But if Israel was only based on the Holocaust, then of course that would be really would be a tragedy.
So how is this resolved? I mean, has the publication retracted? I mean, what's happened with that?
No, it hasn't retracted. I mean, of course, this is an opinion piece, but I think the best we can do here is we put out, obviously I put out a full analysis of the piece. We started putting out on social media, and, you know, this person who I believe has had a column in this newspaper now for quite some time, he's been a regular there, it's embarrassing. I mean, really, it's embarrassing. It's one thing for Ilhan Omar to apologize for an anti-Semitic tweet and to say that she now understands why it was wrong. This guy is basically saying that there's no such thing as anti-Semitism from Arabs or Muslims.
Right.
And incredible.
It wasn't that long ago that we had a very similar situation also with somebody who was writing an op-ed, an opinion piece, here in South Africa, wasn't it?
You're right, exactly. That's the one I, amongst others, took apart as well.
Right, yeah. Exactly. All right, Simon, let's talk about The Guardian. What's The Guardian doing now?
Do we have to talk about The Guardian?
Oh, we don't have to, really.
We'll talk about The Guardian.
let's talk about The Independent.
Everyone is aware. The Eurovision Song Contest is coming to Israel.
Yes.
I wish I could be more excited about it, but I'm not. It's a bit of a pain, really, because the BDS Brigade, the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions campaign, have fixated upon the Eurovision as their big campaign for the year. They want to try and get the Eurovision moved from Israel. They're not going to succeed, but in the meantime, they are trying to get a lot of publicity. And there are a number of media outlets that are giving them the platform. And The Guardian in the UK is prime amongst them. So we see lots of letters in, from lots of these you know, musicians and artists and campaigners. Everyone knows Roger Waters, of course. But the latest one to go into The Guardian is from Brian Eno.
Yes.
He's also a famous musician. I think he was involved in things like Roxy Music. I know he's produced albums for acts like U2. So when he opens his mouth, you know, unfortunately, people listen. And he wrote a piece in The Guardian basically urging the British Broadcasting Corporation to, you know, take action and call for the relocation of the competition. And the piece was entitled, "Israel Must Not Be Allowed to Use Eurovision as a Propaganda Tool." And he talked about Israel being an actively repressive apartheid-like state. You know, there's that A word again. You know, South African listeners know it all too well. And, of course, you know full well that this is a real slur.
And that it doesn't hold water, right. Okay, and so what's happened with that? Are they going to do a retraction?
Ah, The Guardian. Retract? No, I think The Guardian normally doubles down on these things.
Oh.
Because The Guardian, unfortunately, is quite supportive of giving a voice to these sorts of people. So, you know, I can't imagine anything's going to happen. Again, this is one of those things where we really call out to our readership, our supporters, to try and create that, that mass, so that enough people will see the stuff that we are writing in response, and they will respond, and we can get letters into the newspapers as well. Mm-hmm. This is kind of how we operate. Because, of course, you can't always get retractions, and you don't always get corrections, but we can shine a light on some of these things and make sure that that things are not just, it's not just clear for them to do whatever they want.
Simon, I wonder why we live in a world where you can make absolutely any claim, the most bizarre claim, and not have to apologize for it. I'm bewildered by it.
I think we all are. I'm afraid we've moved into that sort of level now where, you're right. People are able to talk about, you know, the earth being flat.
and they're so convincing.
No anti-Semitism in the Muslim world. And, you know, people believe anything they see now thanks to the internet.
Sure. Simon Plosker, that's where we leave it this week. Thank you so much. Keep on fighting the good fight.